Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I wasn't sure who was there. Usually it says, you know, introduce yourself.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the recording number, like I have to enter a pen and stuff. So I think it was still waking up to that.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm getting an early start. Yesterday, I left my cell phone at home day before yesterday, and yesterday I left my charging plug at work. So my phone was completely dead. So I thought, okay, I've got to get up and get to work.
Good
morning. Who do we have here this morning?
Brenda.
Good morning,
Brenda. And Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm up and ready for the day. Y'all ready for the day?
I'm ready.
It's ready.
Bring it on.
We're taking Mama 3 dozen donuts to give out to all of her patient friends out of St. Catharines today.
Katie, fun. She should be getting flowers today too, Mom, from us. And I put your cell phone number as the contact.
Okay, I hadn't heard from anybody, but that's okay. Okay.
Brenda, today's my grandmother's 90th birthday. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah. Brenda knows her. She came to the hospital to visit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Who do we have? Who else just came on?
Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. It's a great day.
It is.
That's right. Do y'all don't get K-Love. Do y'all have that song, Good Morning, on your Christian radio station?
Yes, by Mendisa. They also have it on their phones because I made them download it.
Okay. Well, that's a great way to start the day. It really is.
That's my alarm song.
That was mine, too.
That's our alarm song, and that's what our alarm on our phone goes off to.
Okay.
I can't figure out how to get a song to be on my alarm.
Caleb likes to sing it too.
That'll be one day, just how to do that. But I should be there, but I probably won't. Okay. Well, did y'all enjoy the rubber band? The law of the rubber band.
There's a lot of good stuff in it.
Yeah, when it's and it's so down to earth, isn't it?
Uh huh.
Very.
I should have known that. So I'm going to start off today with just checking with you about what was the most important thing that you learned from the law of the rubber band. Okay. Now I'm going to call out the names.
Right.
Comes on, we'll go from there. We're going to start with Miss Brenda.
Wow. Picking one was kind of hard because so much of it was good. But what was kind of reaffirming for me was that improving yourself is the best way to help your team.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have seen that unfold in the last few months in my work environment. Where I thought there were problems that were the reason for the problems were one thing. Now that I've become a little bit emotionally healthier, I'm seeing that the problems are really not with me at all, and now I can facilitate fixing the problem. And
right.
So that kind of struck home for me. The other thing was that it's never too late to be what you might have been.
Uh-huh.
You know, that really applies for me. So,
well, that's great. And you know, we just never know what we're going to learn or what we're going to get out of something. And it's just, like I said, it's just so simple. I know I used to say all the time, God's gift to us is our potential. And our gift to God is to use it, to develop it. And isn't that simple? And you just need to keep reminding yourself. God gave you the potential to do whatever it is you choose to do if you're just willing to put your mind to it, right? Right.
Yep.
Okay. I know you're shaking your head, so. Okay. All right, Rachel, how about you?
Well, I think the same thing. I think there's so much different stuff that it's hard. It just, to me, it was one of my favorite chapters. So I would say a few things were that I thought was really cool was stretching starts with change, and that you never you're never living until you stretch yourself. And I just thought that was really cool because I mean I've heard about stretching, you know, but I never really thought about it in that sense. And then listening to as people, almost everybody has dreams, and then only a few people actually.
I did not hang up on you.
Oh,
redo.
I thought Rachel wasn't there. It was me that wasn't there. Apologize,
so
Rachel.
I'll start over.
Okay.
So my biggest takes were that stretching basically, how was I just saying it? Okay, so stretching, starts with changing.
Mm-hmm.
So to stretch yourself, you have to start with changing yourself. And that you're never living life until you stretch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then of how God, you know, or how many people have dreams. You know, the guy was saying about in the classroom, like, you'll ask everybody if they have a dream, and everybody will raise their hand. And then it's, well, how many people are working toward the dream, and some people raise their hand. And it's, how many people have achieved your dream, and only a few people raise your hand.
Uh-huh.
And then I just thought, wow, you know, and then how he said it's never too late.
Right.
Working towards your dream. So,
well,
I don't know.
I want to ask you a question, Rachel, and that is, how do you plan to apply this rubber band law to your family?
Now, that I haven't figured out yet. So that's what I was trying to figure out, like how to set stuff. And I know I try to set time where, you know, this is my work time and this is my Mary Kay time and this is my family time. I've been a little overwhelmed with my new job. So it's like I sometimes come home, I'm just exhausted, I'm mentally drained. So I don't know. I know other stuff, like I said, I'm Mary Kay and family is suffering a little bit right now. And one thing I like too is how they said, like, so many people will get stuck in a job and they hate their job.
Right.
And they do nothing about it. And I'm like, huh, well, I mean, I like my job, but I'm just overwhelmed with my job right now. And so there's days I'm like, text break, I'm like, I need a new job. Can I quit my job?
Uh-huh.
But I know it's all part of everything right now. And I just have to learn with all this new circumstances of how to change and mold to it.
Uh-huh.
I was telling my husband last night about the book and how I really enjoyed it. He said, but see, you don't like change, and I know that. And I was like, no, I always thought I did. But when he says it, he goes, I know you don't like change. I was
uh-huh.
like, huh. So that kind of hit home, too. So now I have to reevaluate and try to, I don't know. I'm going to think about it.
Okay. And, you know, I think most people are that way. They're afraid of change, or they don't, like you said, don't like change. But what if your children did that? What if your children wouldn't accept different changes, you know? So it's something that we have to learn how to push ourselves through the fear or whatever it is that's getting in our way, and then help our children get through it too. And as they see us doing it, it's going to get them a lot further along, isn't it? It's just like making an A instead of a B.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Denise this morning.
No, I was trying to call her because she was supposed to be on, so I'm not sure where she is.
Okay, you want to share with us what your favorite thing or the most important thing you got out of the rubber band? Because there's a lot of them.
There is a lot. And I think the one thing that hit me the most is once you stretch yourself, you never go back to the same shape.
Right.
And I think all of us can attest to that when we have run through a goal that we didn't think was possible and we made it, that we never, our belief factor never went back to how it was before we ran through that goal. And I think the same thing exists in our personal lives as well. When you do something you didn't think you were capable of, that raises that belief barrier to a different level. So just remembering that, you know, it might be hard now, but once you're through it, you never go back to that same person you were before you went through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We always remember at the end that it was worth it.
Right.
It's the beginning that trips us up.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start reviewing this just a little bit here. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. Growth stops. Is that what you want? No, we don't want growth to stop, right? Okay. So rubber bands are usually only where they are stretched, when they are stretched. Or let me get this, useful only when they are stretched. That can also be said of us. And a few people want to stretch. They don't want to get out of that comfort zone. Most people only use a fraction of their ability and rarely strive to reach their full potential. If there is no tension in your life to grow, there is little desire to stretch. So, and we think tension is a problem, but tension is good because that's given us room to grow, isn't it? So think about these statistics for a minute and look at your current situation, honestly. A third of all high school graduates never read another book when they for the rest of their life when they graduate. Wow. Wow. I'm glad I'm not in that third. And 42% of college students similarly never read a book after college. That's 75% of all people. Isn't that sad? And only 32% of the U.S. population has ever been in a bookstore. Are you shocked? Well, here's a major problem if you wish to grow. Sadly to say, I was once in statistics above in that category of not reading. And here, I'm very much disliked reading in high school, and I thought that it was due to me being a poor reader. In hindsight, I realized that I just wasn't inspired by what the formal education wanted me to read. Now, y'all know you've been there, had books you couldn't get through. I had no influence to teach me the books that would help me achieve my goals, and mandatory reading in school definitely had no direction in my goal in life. Successful people read growth books daily, period. So if you want to be successful, it's very difficult to do so without embracing this concept. And that was the thing that got me interested in reading again, is the positive things in Mary Kay that they encourage you to read all the time, and the motivational books and the educational type books. The first book I read in Mary Kay is, I can't think of the name of it now. It's by Frank Becker. I knew it was by, but I can't think of the name of the book. Anyway, something about a salesman. Anyway, I'll find the name and let you know, okay? Too many people are willing to settle for average in life. Have you ever thought you were average? I did. Average is what the failures claim to be when their families and friends ask them why they are not more successful. And a lot of them that aren't asking you might be thinking that. Average is the top of the bottom, the best of the worst, the bottom of the top, the worst of the best. Which of these are you? Have you thought about that? Average means being run-of-the-mill, mediocrity, insignificant, and also, non-enemy. Katie, can you say that word? Anyway, she's muted. Okay. Being average is the lazy person's co-op. It's lacking the guts to take a stand in life. It's living by default. Being average is to take up space for no purpose, to take a trip through life but never pay the fare, to return no interest for God's investment in you. Being average is to pass on one's life away with time rather than pass one's life away with life. It's to kill time rather than to work till you die. To be average is to be forgotten once you pass from this life. The successful are remembered for their contributions. The failures are remembered because they tried. But the average, the silent majority, is just forgotten. To be average is to commit the greatest crime one can do against one's self, humanity, and one's God. The saddest epitaph is, here lies Mr. and Ms. Average. Here lies the remains that might have been, except for the belief that they were only average. Nobody admires average. The best organizations don't pay for average. Mediocrity is not worth shooting for. Now wait, doesn't everybody have an elementary school get ribbons just for participating? The person who is average and the person who excels both get rewarded for the same fashion, and this leads us to believe that it inspires our youth. To me, it teaches them that average is good because you get a ribbon without putting forth the effort or being the best or the excellence. The standard of average has become closer to excellence more than ever before in our society. Instead of stretching ourselves to be excellent, why not settle for living an average life like everybody else? Wasn't that the standard in today's society? Second thing is, settling for the status quo ultimately leads to dissatisfaction. Most people are naturally tempted to settle into a comfort zone where they choose comfort over potential. They fall into familiar patterns and habits, doing the same thing in the same way with the same people at the same time and getting the same results. I had a quote I was going to share with you from that, and I know you read it, but I think it's real important. If you plan on being anything less than you are capable of being, you will probably be unhappy all the days of your life. And we felt that too, haven't we, sometimes? If you've ever settled for the status quo and then wondered why your life isn't going the way you hoped, then you need to realize that you will only reach your potential if you have the courage to push yourself outside your comfort zone and break out of the mindset of mediocrity. You must be willing to leave behind what feels familiar, safe, and secure. You must give up excuses and push forward. You must be willing to face the tension that comes from stretching forward towards your potential. And I love the book, As a Man Thinketh. And if you hadn't read that yet, it's just a pamphlet, small pamphlet, but it really is got a lot about this in it, about stretching your potential. Third thing is, stretch always starts from the inside out. Reaching your potential starts from the inside. Most people have a dream. For some, it's on the tip of their tongue. For others, it's buried deep in their heart. But everyone has one. Everyone. Not many people are pursuing it. Instead of wishing, wanting, and waiting, people need to search inside themselves for the rest to start. What is stopping you? It's wise to remember that our situation in life is mainly due to the choices that we make and the actions we do to fail or to take it. The older you are, the more responsible you are for our situation. If you're merely average, or if you are no closer to your dream this year than you were last year, you can choose to accept it, defend it, cover it up, and explain it away. Or you can choose to change it, grow from it, and forge on a new path. That's our responsibility. So we have to take responsibility for it instead of passing the buck. Find a mentor who will help you see yourself for who you could be, not who you currently are. And then use that image to inspire you to start stretching. Fourth, stretching always requires change. You can't improve and avoid change at the same time. You cannot improve and avoid change at the same time. Remember that. It's difficult to focus on your past and change in the future. Yesterday ended last night. To grow, you must be willing to let your present and future be totally unlike your past. Your history is not your destiny. You remember, you can't change and stay comfortable. If you want to grow and change, you must take risks. Innovation and progress are often initiated by people who push for change. It's unfortunate that word entrepreneur has come to mean gambler to some people. But risk has advantages. People who take risks learn more and faster than those who don't. Their depth and change and range of experience is often greater, and they learn how to solve problems. All of those help a person grow. The greatest stretching seasons of life come when we do what we have never done, push ourselves harder, and reach in a way that is uncomfortable to us. That takes courage, but the good news is that it causes us to grow in ways we thought were impossible. So it's never too late to be what you might have been. Next, stretching sets you apart from others. Forget some of the most basic habits you learned in school. Once you're in the real world, and it doesn't matter if you're 22, 62, or 82, starting your one job or your fifth, the way you get ahead is to over-deliver. Improving yourself is the best way to help your team. Successful people set themselves apart because they initiate the improvements others need. When you get better, those around you benefit. Excellence has the potential to spread in the same way that the around your benefits. Mediocrity does. The positives and negatives of a group always begin with one. When you get better, so will others. Separate yourself from the pack of average people. Isn't that much more difficult? A large number of talented people with much potential settle for average because they think the gap between average and excellence is far too great to achieve. I pride myself on not being average and going an extra mile to be excellent. I don't want average results, And to me, it's an insult to labeling average. I believe I'm so much more than average. What do you pride yourself in, average or excellent? Do your daily actions reflect your thoughts? That's important. Think about it. 6, stretching can become a lifestyle. When you stop stretching, I believe we really stop living. We may take on breathing. Other vital signs may be working. But we are dead on the inside and dead to our greatest possibilities. Too many people are dead, but just haven't made it official yet. If you don't, won't be better tomorrow when you were today, than you were today, then what do you need for tomorrow? Stretching has become addictive. I love the feeling of taking on a challenge and trying to figure out how to solve it. It surely doesn't happen right away. But the wisdom that you gain in the process is what drives you. Many people get the same feeling in life, but from vices that can be destructive or move them further from the goal. Tony Robbins said in his book, Awaken the Giant Within, you need to replace an old habit with a new habit, which works towards your reaching your goal and produces the same pleasurable feeling. When you adopt this philosophy in life and really work to change your pleasure-producing habits, you'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish towards your goal in life. Stretching gives you a shot at significance. Significance is birthing within each of us. If we're willing to stretch, that seed can grow until it begins to bear fruit in our lives. What's fantastic is the change within us challenges us to make changes around us. And our growth creates a habit and belief in us that others can grow. Within that happens in an environment that everyone is stretching and growing. When indifference is replaced with make a difference. And that's how we begin to change our world. Do you think that you can be significant in life and stand out from the pack? Most people don't and reside that sort of thinking at the very young age. You can be as significant as you want to be only if you increase your internal belief about yourself. Your significance will rise and fall with your belief in yourself. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. For most people, as time goes by, they lose the tension that prompts growth, especially if they experience any success. But having less tension makes people less productive and in undermining the growth towards their potential. Stretching to the end. Make that your policy. Stretching gets you where you want to go. Otherwise, you'll stay right where you are or go backwards. Let's talk about the laws of applying for this chapter. Hold on a minute. I had to get them from my book. Applying the laws of the rubber band. In what areas of your life have you lost your stretch and settled in? Wherever they are, you need to find them internal reasons to seek the tension to stretch again. Tap into your internal discontent to get you going? Where are you falling short in your potential? What goals haven't you hit that you know you're capable of? What habits have you developed that are hindering you from moving forward? What areas of past success have you stopped winning in? Remember, change is the key to growth. Use your lack of satisfaction to get you starting any place you've solved. And I want you to when you're doing these, answering these questions, I want you to write down your answers. It is so important that you remind yourself of what you said when. Number two is be strategic to maintain the tension between where you are and where you could be by continually resetting intermediate range goals for yourself. Once you reach a goal, you've got to have another one behind it. If goals are too immediate, you lose the tension when you achieve them quickly. If the goals are too lofty, you can seem too difficult to achieve and become discouraging. What is the right time frame for you to maintain the tension? 3 months, 6 months, a year? Set goals for yourself according to your individual personality, and then keep revisiting them at the end of those time increments. You want the goal to be just barely within reach, not too easy, but not impossible either. Being able to figure this out is an art. So it will pay tremendous dividends in your life. If you need an overarching goal to keep you stretching, think about what significant action you could take if only you become what you could be. Dream big and set this as your lifetime goal. And that is so important. Setting a goal and reaching it is stretching. And each goal that you set, you know that you set a goal when you decided, every one of you have been married, and you decided to get married. You set a goal to get that man to marry you, didn't you? And it might have been to stretch a little bit, and you have to stretch to get from where you are to where you want to be. And I know you can do it. So let's put this into action, and let's go to our next law next week, the law of trading off. Okay? Now, Katie, do you have something you want to share with us?
I do. Thank you. One thing I want to remind you guys of, and I know everybody on the call has heard me say this, but one of the things that we used to do early on is in reminding us of our having a positive attitude about everything is we would wear a rubber band around our wrist. Mm-hmm. And if we had a negative thought, we would have to pop ourselves. And it made us realize that negative thoughts hurt. They hurt us personally. So if you want to continue to hurt yourself, continue to have those negative thoughts. So, or if we said something negative out loud, another Mary Kay person was allowed to pop that rubber band, which made them realize then, wow, I really am doing it a lot more than I thought. So if you feel like you're doing that on a regular basis, make sure you put yourself out there, stretch to say, okay, I'm going to be willing to put a rubber band on my wrist and pop myself or have others when I do or say something that's negative. So that's one thing I wanted to remind you guys of. And then the quote that I have that I think really has impacted me the most is, unless you try to do something beyond what you've already mastered, you will never grow. So unless you try to go beyond, if you've mastered anything in your, personal life, your exercise life, I know, you know, when I've mastered running, like I was running 5Ks, I had to change. I had to alter. I had to go beyond that because I had already gotten to this mode of, well, I've already done that. So I wasn't growing anymore in that side of my life. So, and then one thing that I've added to my prayer time is something that I heard a long time ago, and it just, when I was reading this chapter, it came back to me, and so I've added it, and it's just adding the line, search me, break me, stretch me, use me, lead me. And if you think about those five things, you have to be cautious when you pray this. So search me, in other words, ask God to search you inside to see what he needs to use you for. Break me, break us of the habits that are not of his wanting, but are of our own, and then stretch me, so make us reach for things that he wants better than what we would think we could do, and then use me, so use me in his glory in the kingdom, and then lead me, leading us to where we're supposed to be. So, you know, it's amazing if you consider yourself where you are now, and where you are. I said this, I think, on Monday night. Joyce Meyer, one of my favorite quotes she said is, good Lord, I'm not the woman I want to be, but thank God I'm not the woman I used to be. And so that quote says everything, right? She's stretched. She's pushed. She's moved. And I think that's it. We need to move in all aspects of our life. And my final quote, and it's one of my favorite, good, better, best, never let it rest. If your good is better, then your better is best.
Right.
So, let's not be good. Let's not be better. Let's be best this week. And we will talk to you guys next week on Thursday. Have a great one.
Have a great
Thanks.
Week.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.